Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tonight, shiur in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We're up to Siv Zayin, the top line of page Kuf Chav Dalet, the page following 246. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Mutter lahaniach sefer echod mikan, ve'echod mikan ve'echod al gabehen. You are allowed to put down one sefer on this side, one sefer on this side, and one sefer on top of the two svarim. The Rama says, "Hoel the ein tzarich la'avir shatachtein." It's not a problem of an oil because you don't need the airspace under the top sefer. So the Mishabura says, "Echad mikan v'hainu dafka k'she tzarich lilmud mishnehem." Although the Mechaber is bringing this halacha l'gavi the din of making an oil aray, but l'maisa the Mishabura is going to discuss the fact that maybe it's not proper respect for the bottom sefer to put it underneath another sefer so you can learn from the other one. Even though it's not a problem of oil since you don't need the airspace underneath it, but it's only allowed if you want to learn from both the svarim, the top one and the bottom one. Osha has sefer ha-tachton munach sham kvar. Or the bottom sefer was there already and you're putting the sefer that you're learning from on top of it. De'ilav hochi. If you're not using the bottom one and it wasn't there from before, even though you want to place the top one over it in order to learn from it better, it's a disgrace to do that to the bottom sefer. And says the Taz, even though Nuiyah is going to be Aser. So though we're discussing it here in Hilchos Shabbos, B'zakhtan B'Shavura from the Taz, if it's not that the sefer on the bottom was already there, or that you're using both of them, it wouldn't be proper respect to put sefer A on top of sefer B. The Magen Avram leans to be matir this. The Chai Adam also writes Yesh Lahatir. And note 73 points out to the Mishabur himself in Kuf Nun Dalad, Sosan Ledino Ka Chai Adam. There the Mishabura was so saying, like the Chai Adam, that it is mutter to place one sefer on top of another sefer to enable you to learn from the top sefer better, even though you're not using the bottom sefer and it wasn't there before. So though there's certainly what to be machmir for like the Taz, but bottom line, the Mishabura does come out over there that it's mutter. Continues the Mishabura, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, Ho'ol V'ein Tzarech. The Rama explained that the reason why it's permissible, Midin Ohel, is because you don't need the airspace underneath it. For this reason, it's also permissible to spread out a tablecloth over a table. And the corners, the edges of the tablecloth are going to be hanging over the table on all sides. Even if it reaches over so much that it gets close to the ground, it's not going to be a problem. This will not be a problem of an oel. Because number one, you don't need the airspace that is underneath the table. The Odan furthermore, Kevan Shemasha Munach al Ashulchan. Since the part of the cloth that's resting on the table, Ainbo Mishum Oel, there's certainly no oil over there. Sha'ain Shom Cholo Bain al Ashulchan, there is no airspace between the tablecloth and the table, and therefore Mutter Gam Hayotse Mimenu. Therefore, whatever comes out from that tablecloth, which is on top of the table, will not be an oel either. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Silches, Kol Ohel Meshupa. Any oil that is slanty, she'ein v'gago tefach, that doesn't have in its roof a tefach, v'lo b'pachos mishlosha somuch l'gago ruch av tefach. Not only is there no tefach in the gag, but within three tefachim lower from the gag, it doesn't yet reach a width of a tefach as well. So ha'reza ol arai. So this ol meshupa will have a din of an ol arai. V'ha'osa oso l'chatchila b'shabes pater. And one who makes it l'chadchila on Shabbos will be pater, but as we know, pater means pater avol aser, it would be aser midrabonim. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Lamed Beis, Kol Ohel, Hainu Afilu Aso Lekeva, even if you made it for a kvias, she yiskayim kamayomim, that it should last for numerous days, Mikomokom Kevan She'em Begago Tefach L'maisa, since the roof does not have a tefach, Lo Choshev Rak Olarai, it is only considered Olarai, and it only has a din of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Note 74 brings down an interesting machlokas in the Achronim. Is this only a problem if you don't make a tefach and it doesn't add up to a tefach? What if you only put a half a tefach on Shabbos, but there was already a half a tefach and it adds up to a full tefach? So he brings over there a machlokas between Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach and the Ksos HaShulchan, whether adding up by you putting a half a tefach, but now it gets to be a full tefach, if that's going to be okay or not. But in our case over here, when all you have is a less than a tefach gag, so we say it's only an ol arai, even if you're doing it for a little bit of permanence, and therefore it will only be an issa d'rabbanan. Sifkarten la megimel meshupet slanti, v'hu adinim os hagag b'shove. The same din is true if it wouldn't be a slanty roof, it would be a flat roof. Gam kein ein chayuv machmaso, elim kein rochav tefach. It doesn't have to be specifically as a slanty roof, it can also be a flat roof, but as long as it's less than a tefach, these dinim apply. The belav hochi lo chashiv olav. It doesn't have a tefach, it's not considered an olav. The hodinaka mishupa, that which the mechaber chooses the case of an oil that's slanty on both sides, that's only mishum seifa, not because of the gag. The gag could be flat roof, just less than a tefach. The reason why he chooses the example of a slanty roof is because of the second case. Lashmina to teach us the davka im lo hoya bepachos mishlosha somach legago rocha tefach, that the din of the mechaber is only true if within three tefachim it doesn't reach a width of a tefach. Tahainu she'eno misracheves tefach, it does not widen to a tefach ad la'achar she'yardo shlosha tefachim, until after it goes down three tefachim. Ha'im misracheves tefach besol shlosha, but if it would get to a width of a tefach within three tefachim from the top, havi ki'ivu hoya gaga tefach, that would be considered because of lovud, that the gag is tefach, that's considered the top, that would be a tefach, that would be a more serious problem. Sivkot and lamedalet, it's only an issa d'rabbanan, because it's ein begago tefach. Avam yesh begago tefach, choshev ol keva v'chayiv. If it would be an ol tefach, and you're doing it for a bunch of days, so that would be considered making ol keva, and it will be a chiv d'araisa. Shekein matzinu ol e tuma tefach, because that's what we find by tuma, an ol is a tefach. V'davka sha'aso l'keva, but again, it's only if you made it for a kfiyas. Aval arai, if it's made very temporary, kegon she'paras machtzelas agabed al amudim. For example, you spread out some kind of mat on four posts, av she'yesh begalu kama tvachim, even if there would be in the roof numerous tvachim, isur rak medrabona, because it's only an arai. So to be an issa d'araisa, it has to be a tefach, and there has to be a kfiyas. If you're lacking one of the two, either it's less than a tefach and it's a kfiyas, or it's arai, it has more than a tefach, so then it would only be an issa d'rabbanan. Sifkat and Laman Hay, in our case, where there is a kfiyas and it's less than a tefach, it's potter of aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Laman Hay, hainu mechatos. You're potter from the karma chatos, meaning it's not d'oraisa. Aval aser mid'rabbanan, but it would be aser mid'rabbanan. Gzeira atu ol keva. A gzeira that you might make an ol keva, which is an issa d'oraisa. The Ayin B'Mogin Avram, Shekol Zehu L'das HaRif HaRambam. This is all according to the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. Aval L'das Rashi V'Harosh. But according to Rashi and the Rosh, Kevan She'ein Degago Tefach. Since there is no roof of a tefach over here, Lo Choshev Oel Klal. It's not considered an oel at all. Umutel L'Chathchila. It's not even Asad Rabbanan. It's 100% permissible. V'Shulchan Aruch Sosim K'das HaRif HaRambam. The Shulchan Aruch was Sosim over here like the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The chenu gam kein das Rabbeinu Chananu. That is also the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananu. Uber prim the gadol mitzade. The prim the gadol means to say the gam Rashi v'harosh modu l'das haRambam v'zeh. That in fact Rashi and the Rosh are modu to the shita of the Rambam when it comes to this case. Kevan shaso lekeva. Since you made it for a kviyas sheiskayim zman kamayomim, therefore it would in fact be an issa d'rabbanan. Says the prim the gadol, even l'fi Rashi and the Rosh in this case. There is a very important bir halacha that we're going to see, but I first want to finish the mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. So let's first see siftes. Mishameres, a strainer, shetolin osa loses bashmorim lesananon. So you have a strainer that you're hanging over a kli to place some sediment inside in order to strain out any wine that is there. Umosrin piha lechol tzad, and you're stretching out the mouth of this strainer on all sides. Choshev asiyas ohel v'asu l'natosa. That is considered making an ohel. So you're taking a strainer, the Mishnah Berurah explain it in more detail. It's skinnier on the bottom, wider on top, so you're putting it over a kli, and you're hanging it over the sides of the vessel, and you're putting in some sediment of grapes, so the wine should drip through, so that would be a problem of making an ohel on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat l'amidvav mishameres. V'nire da'osui kimin sak. It's made like some kind of sack. Shekoren loyginzak. Vehu rochav upasuach lemala. It is wide and open on top. Visosum v'chodu lemata. And it's closed and it gets sharper, skinnier at the bottom. Umachnisen kotze hachodu b'socha kli. And you place the skinnier part inside a vessel. V'akotze ha'elyon ha'rochav. And the top, wider part, misabivin b'svas piu esakli. We surround it around the lip of the kli. V'nimtzahu gagla kli v'asri ka'ol. Turns out that it's like a roof of a kli, and therefore you're making an oel. V'asr midrabonim, that is asr midrabonim. Avol, litlos ha'mishameres k'shishetucha. But to hang this strainer when it's spread out, al eza yaseid, on, instead of a kli, on a peg, ubli kli tachteh, without any kli underneath it, that's mutter, that's 100% fine. Da'afilu ola rai lo choshev, that's not even considered an ola rai. V'kol shekein, the mutter litlos kli biyaseid, certainly you're allowed to hang a kli on a peg, will certainly be fine. But the case over here again is you're hanging this strainer over the kli, the skinny part inside, the top part you're spreading on top, that's making a kli from the strainer, and that's an ola rai. If you look in the Shara Tzion, in Sefkot and Mem Aleph, he writes, Kein muchach mitaz ve'el yirabu uprisha hanal v'chein ochiach agro ledino delo kemagen Avram. The Magen Avram learns differently than these other achronim that the Mishaburu was quoting. And if you look at note 83, he explains what the Magen Avram says. He writes, Shetam adover she'osur litlos mishameres. The reason why Chazal asked to hang this strainer over the kli is not because of making an olarai. Humishum she'choshashu Chazal shemu yovo l'shamer b'shabbos. You might come to use the strainer on Shabbos, sha'asr mishum borer or mishum raked. There you have other isurim, you can't strain things on Shabbos, so the reason they asked you to spread it out over the kli is not because of a problem of oel, he says it's a problem of borer. K'mavur b'mishabur l'kamon, simin shen yutes. Ach lo mishum iser asiyas oel. He holds in the Magen Avraham that it's not asr because of asiyas oel. The host of it, he adds on, shetam zeh shayach gamkish she'ein kli tater. According to his reasoning, you're not getting involved in a strainer at all. The Rabbanon asked it, so even if it's not over a kli, you're hanging it on a peg, it would also be a problem. If the problem is making an oel, so then it's only over a kli. But if it's, so we don't want you involved in a strainer, because you might come to strain, so then it would be more chomer, and it would be usr, even if it's not over a kli. Let's see the Bir Halacha now on page Kuf Chav Dalet, the bottom one, Divrei Maskil Tefach. And he's going to get into a conversation here about umbrellas, and we're going to need a few notes along the way to understand what's going on here, and then to make it a little bit more halach l'maisa. V'hine, al dvar nesias umbrilo, in terms of carrying an umbrilo, hu ha-gagos ha-nosim al-roshan, these are the roofs that we carry on our heads, mipnei ha-chama v'ha-geshomim, to block out the sun and the rain, u'bulshanenu korin oso parasal, which the Targum says mitria, which is the way we say umbrella. So Rabu ha'achronim b'zeh b'sifreim, the achronim, many of them speak about this in their svarim. Ubedera klau yesh harbe v'harbe shemachmirim. There are many, many that are machmir. V'oshrim shalola farsim b'shabbos mitam oel. And they say it is usher to spread out on Shabbos because of an oel. Now stop right there for 1 second. Very important note over here. Everyone should be bothered. What do you mean opening it up, an umbrella should be an oel? We learned earlier that if you're standing and you're holding an ohel, it's not an ohel. We said spreading out the talus of the chasam bereshis is not asiyas ohel because you're holding it. So you're holding the umbrella, so why should it be a problem of asiyas ohel? So if you look at note 80, he points out, af she'ohel ha'ochos biyado, eino nechshav ka'ohel, even though like we learned earlier from the Chazon Ish and the Tehillah of the David, that an ohel you're holding in your hands is not an ohel. Shlomo Zalman explains, she'hainu davka nasa ha'ohel al yedei ha'achiza biyado. That's when you're holding a talus and you're holding it is making it into an ohel. Four people are taking four corners and they're making it into an ohel. Without them holding it, it's not an ohel. Masha'enkin b'mitria, which is not declared by an umbrella, she'nechsheves ka'ol b'fnei atzma. That's considered an ohel be'etzem on its own, gam lo she'ochsa b'yado, even without holding it in your hands. Ein b'masha ochsa b'yado chisorim b'shem ohel. So says Shlomo Zalman, when you have a talus, it's not be'etzem and ohel. When you spread out, you're making an ohel. So if you're making the ohel by spreading it out and you're holding it, it's not a problem of ohel. But over here, it's a material that's be'etzem being made into an ohel. It doesn't need you holding it. It happens to be you're holding it. Says Shlomo Zalman, in that case, there would be a problem of an ohel. So Zavta Bir Halacha, The problem with opening an umbrella on Shabbos is making an ohel. That's what many, many achronim write. Skip the brackets where he quotes the names. Ukemosha kasua poskim. Like the poskim write, to kol heicha de miskavin l'shem ohel. Anytime your intention is l'shem ohel, dahainu lahogin b'pnei achama v'agishomim, you're doing it to protect yourself from sun or from rain, afilu b'shvil agag levad. Even if you're only making the roof alone, below mechitzas, without the walls, gam ken yesh iser, there's already an iser. That's exactly what an umbrella is. You're doing it to protect yourself from the rain or from the sun, and therefore, without walls, just having the gag makes it an ohel. Here gets a little bit controversial. It's not like the folding chair, or some kind of chair that you open up that's made to open and close. Now, when you read that, why not? An umbrella is made to open and close. That's very much resembles a folding chair. Says the Bir Halacha, "Dahasam eino osa shum ma'isa b'Shabbos." By the folding chair, you're not doing any ma'isa on Shabbos. Rak shemarchiv uposhet akmotim shayibu me'esmol. You're just widening and folding up the folds that were there from yesterday. You're not really doing anything. You're just opening and closing something that existed. Masha'en kein bazeh, which is not the case by the umbrella. Now, seemingly, he's discussing a different umbrella than we have. Because he says the umbrella is different because you need to tie the straps after you spread it out. Or you have to tighten it and attach it from the bottom with some kind of string of iron. Like we do. So it should stay in place. So already you see that he's talking about a different kind of umbrella. So if you look at note number 89, which is on the next page, Toma akach agonu shom zaman erbach. Shom zaman is wonders on this bealocha. Mimash shehitei ramola kamon liskor biyomtav es gagos asukah. The Ramah says later on, you're allowed to close up the roofs of the sukkah, sheish lam tzirim, that have tzirim. If it sounds like, just like over here, if it has the tzirim, you're allowed to close it up, just like the case over here. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman is wondering why, even if it does need these things to make it stay in its place, why should it be a problem? It should be no different than the gag that the Ramah allows later on to put it on its hinges. So that is point number one, that Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this bi'alacha. But if you look at note number 81, the Chazon Ish says as follows: She'ein le'esor es psichas ha'parasal mishum isra asiyas oel. He says there is no problem opening umbrella because of asiyas oel, and like we pointed out in the Bir Halacha, the way he's describing an oel is not exactly the way he describes the umbrella. Is not our umbrella. Our umbrella, in fact, seems to be very much like a folding chair, which is not a problem of an asiyas oel. Says the Chazon Ish, the problem is not an asiyas oel. Share yesh lidmoso lakise traskal. It's in fact very much like a folding chair. So why is it usser? El shemikomukom yesh lodun lasser zos mishumisakin mana. Zot haChazanish, the issue of opening a umbrella on Shabbos is not making an ohel. Making an ohel is not a problem over here. It's like opening a folding chair, which is mutter. The problem over here is misakin mana. It's like you're fixing up a kli. Kevon shebe psichoso roi aparasal l'shimush b'chomokom. Now that you open the umbrella, it can be taken and used anywhere. Ve'ein zek echol prisas oel she'ena b'chlal tikun mono. It's not like a different type of oel that stays where it is, and that's not included in tikun mono. Mishum sha'oel ein roi l'shimush ele b'mekomo. Normally, you put together an oel, it's usable in that place. But over here, it becomes a kli that you're making that can be moved anywhere. And therefore, Zat HaChazon Ish, the problem with opening umbrella is not making it ohel, but rather it's misakin mono. V'hosev and he adds on, Shemeachar she'adover nase le'in kol. After it's being done publicly, everyone sees you opening umbrella. Yesh lodun lo'osru gamishum uvdun l'chol. We could say it's usher also because of weekday activity. The grimas pirta yedeze, it causes a break in Shabbos. And Chazal have the right to make fences in a place where there's going to be a break. It's more chomer than a stam and iser for one person. This is a geder. It's such a funny halacha we see by umbrellas. I was looking around today in different svarim. It seems like the starting point is umbrellas are usser. And then we're working backwards, like why are they usser? A lot of times, you know, if the Bir Halacha says it's asiyas ohel, And the poskim argue, they say it's not an ohel, so they should say it's mutter. But it's interesting, you see, the starting point is umbrellas are a problem. What exactly is the problem? So some say it's asiyas ohel, some say it's tikkun mana, some say it's udu dechol, but they're not happy with using umbrellas. The end of note 81 writes, ulagabi mitria sha'al eglas tinok, agolas tinok. In terms of an umbrella that is over a baby carriage, das agonim nis nekrel shem mutter leposcha lesogor, that is allowed to be open and closed. Shemiachar she'ena mahila ella al ha'agola atzma, since it only makes an ol over this little carriage, ein psichasa bichlal iser tikamana, opening it up does not make a tikamana. Like we said before, according to the Chazon Ish, it has to be that you can move it around using different places. This is used solely for the carriage. It's okay. That's not discussing a regular awning of a carriage that opens and closes. That's for sure mutter. All the posts say that's mutter. That's like opening and closing a door. It's made to open and close, like the folding chair. That's mutter. He's talking about some kind of umbrella that was over the carriage. Even that's going to be mutter. It wouldn't be a problem of tikkun mana, but that is the discussion of umbrellas. We'll continue weiter mitzvah tomorrow with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.